The Senate this week is preoccupied with a tax cut bill that President Bush calls essential for economic growth and job creation. The unemployment rate now stands at 6%, the highest it's been in a decade. And while the tax debate goes on, Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy has proposed attaching to the bill an extension of unemployment benefits that would otherwise expire at the end of May. These issues brought protesters to Washington today. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Several hundred workers ran a picket line on the sidewalk in front of the Department of Labor today. They arrived on buses rented by the AFL-CIO in New York, Southern Pennsylvania, and Baltimore. Some on the line were laid off, others worried for their jobs, all of them asking lawmakers to extend unemployment benefits.
My name is Regina Middleton. I've been unemployed since June 2002. My benefits have run out. I have nothing else coming in. I have just making it, and I need some money or jobs.
Middleton came from New York City, where she's trying to find work in business accounting.
Everyone wants the income. No one wants to be on welfare. No one wants to have handouts. Everyone likes to be responsible for their own self.
That's the general sentiment on the picket line. John Camps was laid off 2 years ago now from a building maintenance job in South Philadelphia.
I'm laid off. I've been laid off for 2 years. I can't find a job. Well, I have a diploma in building maintenance, but it's just so many people competing for jobs, it's hard to get a job. So, you know, I'm getting ready to go on welfare right now because I can't find a job. It's hard to get jobs.
Camps has already exhausted his unemployment benefits and is trying to get on welfare, though he says it's difficult to qualify since he's in good health. The workers at this rally are skeptical of the economic stimulus package proposed by the Bush administration. Robert Price, a mechanic at a steel mill in Baltimore, says he doesn't see how cutting taxes on stock dividends is going to create jobs.
They're giving a bag of tax cuts over so many years to the wealthy few who have spent, they take all their money and invest in China and overseas factories. That's of no use to the American worker, no help to the American people whatsoever.
Price says he'd rather see the federal government invest in infrastructure projects, like building roads and bridges to create jobs. But President Bush, along with Republicans in the House and Senate, say it's private businesses, and especially small ones, that create 2 out of every 3 jobs in America. They say this tax cut package will spark growth in those businesses.
If it's a rally of people who are unemployed, it's a rally that's in support of the president's growth package.
Jim Dyke is spokesman for the Republican National Committee.
Because the best way to get people back to work is to stimulate our economy. And that's what the president and Republicans are focused on.
Dyke says Republicans are working hard to get the economy up and running again. And Democratic opposition to the plan, including Senator Kennedy's amendment, is only getting in the way of a speedy recovery. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Capitol Hill.